Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Here we go. Hour one, G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan on a terrific football Friday, heading for Sunday night football, Cowboys, Vikings. Let's talk about a general at your service, Ed East. Brought us off today. Send him some happy birthday love on social media. Let him know he's missed. There's a Lucius Alexander in the Pimp Cup Master Control here, 75 and 635. He's fixing to go five flawless. We got a full 5 hours of sports coming up here for you this evening. Of course, Woolchuck and Schiafalo are here, and Carter Freeman's coordinating your video. You can watch us at 105throughthefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. Have you recovered from having to do the morning show and then Thursday night football and that whole deal?
Yeah, I'm still kind of in the bounce back process. it feels good to just kind of like feel you guys in my space right now. And I'm like just revitalized. Football Fridays will do that to you.
Love feeling you, dude.
But last night, yeah, I thought the game was over and I couldn't keep my eyes open. And so I missed the final 90 seconds where it's 3rd and 28. Dude. And Kirk Cousins finds a way. Wow. And I did love the color clash last night.
It was both nice.
Teams' uniforms were pretty special. But it's great to be back, man. Missed you guys.
Broadus was hung up last night saying that he would love to get off at 10 a.m. And he was considering nothing else about the equation. I'm like, Right. Dude, you're up at 3 o'clock in the morning and there's sports going till 10:30, 11, sometimes midnight. Like, it is signing up for complete exhaustion. You only got to experience it for one day, but you know.
You start stacking that, it's very difficult. And as soon as I got asked to do it, I went and immediately looked, like, do the Stars play tonight? Do the Mavs play tonight? Like, how late do I need to be up watching ball?
Yeah.
And fortunately, there was not much going on, so I was able to kind of crash out, you know, pop some melatonin and just force your body to shut down.
There you go.
But the alarm hits, and then bang. And then at, like, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, it's all over. And if you're Broadus, you could probably catch a little snooze, right?
Oh, he wouldn't, but yes, he probably could.
But like, he would be afforded
in
that
our
opportunity.
Situation, you're going home to the kids and the wife doesn't care. She's like, there's no nap time. If I'm not napping, you're not napping.
That wasn't the craziest thing with Brian, though. Do you hear what else happened last night in the six?
Ooh, yeah. Well, wait, no, I do
we
remember.
We had a bad scare.
No, what? Like a health scare?
He fell again.
No,
he did not.
Not him. Okay, so we go to break. I hit the bathroom, and I'm coming back, and I see him in the hallway on his phone looking panicked, like white as a ghost, and he's hammering away on his phone. I get back into studio. He comes back in like 30 seconds before the bumper music starts. He goes, I got a call from my dad. It said, we'd lost mom, and I need you to call me.
Yeah. Oh, my
gosh.
So he ends up calling mom, and she answers.
Thank goodness. Oh my
gosh. And it was more of a senior moment misunderstanding than a, you know, family crisis, but... It was an insane, like 620, 625.
Yeah, Chuck. It was nerve-wracking. I mean, I was sitting in here. I see him, like, look at his phone. And he goes, what the bleep? And then just walks out. I didn't realize what was going on. But when he came back, you could see, like, relief, but also still panic in his face.
Yeah.
And I can't blame him. If you get a text from your dad, like, your mom is... deceased.
Well, lost. You're, like, we lost mom.
Yeah.
I wonder what the context was there.
Like, I guess because she's still a teacher. She still does stuff at Green Hill. So she was gone. She was teaching. And his dad, you know, when he's alone, Brian tells us, like, his memory just isn't what it used to be.
Gotcha.
So he just had a senior moment where he didn't really know what was going on. And thank goodness, man, nothing bad happened, but I can only imagine what was going through his mind.
All-time bad week, especially if it's your birthday week. You have the Twitter hacking situation. Then you have the double question that he asked to Joe Hoyt the other night, which I heard, which is pretty impressive.
That was a toughie.
And then to have that scare, wow, I'm sure he needed today's birthday day off.
Yeah, well-deserved day off for Broadus, and he'll be back on Monday with a full report on Cowboys-Vikings at 3:40 inside Krusty's Corner. I believe we have Nick Harris stepping in for the corner today.
We do.
We'll talk with Nick Harris of the Star-Telegram about Cowboys, and it's been a big week of news, and Shoddy talking once again today. Does not appear that Guyton is going to play. Jadeveon Clowney is going to be game-time decision. It appears CeeDee Lamb is good to go. Jake Ferguson didn't practice again. We found out that this is an injury that happened during practice this week. And when he joined us last night, and everything that's been said about us so far has been fairly encouraging. But was he on the cords again today?
I didn't see if he was on the cords again today. I mean, it doesn't sound good for Guyton. Listening to Shoddy earlier today, it sounded like he was kind of iffy on fur, similar to kind of what he was telling. But I did not see any pictures of him on the cords today. So I guess we'll wait and see. When the actual final practice report comes out.
I just saw somebody tweet that he wasn't out there, in the media portion. So we'll
and
see the practice report here coming up in the next hour or two. Yeah, I guess he is going to play, you know, but he just has not been able to practice. So maybe it's just a little bit of a tweak, and I guess he'll be able to answer the bell, but not 100% as these Cowboys in a must-win situation. You want to be confident? How about this? You want to feel good? Troy Aikman on KTCK today said, I'll say right now, watching the two teams, I think Dallas is the better team, and I really don't think it's close, quite honestly, as far as how they are playing relative to the Eagles. Do you agree, Chief? Cowboys better than the Eagles?
I do. Better than the Eagles for sure. Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt. You saw them go toe-to-toe, and the Cowboys spotted them 21 points, and they were able to beat them. The Eagles right now are playing really, really bad football. And so if it wasn't for all the wins they were able to stack up earlier in the season, there's no question. If you just line them up right now, the Eagles are nowhere near a playoff team.
Especially without Lane Johnson, and there are no signs that he is going to make his return against the Raiders. I would still be very confident in Eagles' victory against Las Vegas. They are 11.5-point favorites. This game is at home. I can't imagine a scenario other than multiple pick sixes. Like, I just don't think the Raiders are going to be able to get any offense going, especially without Geno Smith.
Yeah, man, it's the Kenny Pickett revenge game, going back to filthy.
Right? Kenny Two Gloves.
Maybe he'll throw himself like he did versus the Cowboys last year. But that would be an all time loss. Like, yes, the Eagles are playing bad football, but there's almost no world where you could imagine them losing to the Raiders. That would be a burn the city down kind of situation.
Gosh, I hope it happens.
It would be an all-time crash out at every level. The fan base, I mean, everything. I have some sound for football's finest today of a Phillies, Eagles fan crashing out after the game the other night. And that was, that was a still respectable on-the-road Chargers team. But you lose to the Raiders, and I think Sirianni is getting the pink slip before he walks out of
at home.
Financial.
God, it'd be incredible.
You think they'd fire him at this point in the season still, that bad of a loss?
I think I mean, I'm being a bit hyperbolic, but like, okay. I think it's on the table for sure.
Yeah, I don't think that they would, but gosh, if they were to like get blown out or something at home against the Raiders and everything's crumbling around you, yeah, maybe. Maybe they would do something drastic. Although, Jeffrey Lurie, not concerned. Yesterday, he was not concerned. He's not worried one bit. They still have a championship defense and a championship special teams unit. Believes the offense is going to come around, but he thinks this is still a Super Bowl team.
Yeah, they're in denial. They traded in finger pointing for denial. Neither one of them looks good on them. So it's a window of opportunity for the Cowboys, but no doubt Philly collapse. It's glorious. Okay, how confident in victory can you be for Cowboys against the Vikings? I am, I just feel like there's ways this could get weird.
Yes,
they're going to come after
it
you.
Get weird.
They have the fourth highest sack percentage in the league. They do need to blitz, and you know Dak usually has success against the blitz. So just saying that, you'd be like, okay, so be confident in the Cowboys. And I'm trusting Dak that he won't be confused by Flores, but with as exotic as it is, there's a way that you could see a couple of interceptions happening, and then if the Vikings can get their run game going, unfortunately the Cowboys' run defense hasn't been good. Their run game has not been good. Like, we need to see a good result, I think, for confidence. But no doubt that this is an opportunity. If there's high pressure coming off the edges, you got Nate Thomas back out there. Mm-hmm. You know, Minnesota is looking at this as, hey, this is a good opportunity for us as well. I want the Cowboys to have success, defensively. But who knows if you can't pressure JJ McCarthy, he's coming off his best game as a pro. I'm going to take Cowboys 31-24 though.
31-24. I like that. Touchdown? I mean, I'm hoping this is a good opportunity to try and get the rushing attack going again.
I think it
offensively
should be.
They should be able to. I mean, between the tackles, yeah. The Vikings have been really bad stopping the run this year.
Yeah, I've been surprised because you'd think. I mean, Javon Hargrave's always been more of like that pass rusher type defensive tackle. But you know, Jonathan Allen was always a pretty good run defender in Washington. I guess, you know, they're not quite the same. And then you've got two guys in Andrew Van Ginkel and Jonathan Grenard, even at the edge spot, that'll kind of over-pursue and get caught upfield. So I'm with you. I think this could be a get-right, run-the-football game with Javonte Williams. And I think inside, really on both sides of the football, I'm banking on Quinn Williams, Osa, Kenny Clark to be able to really wreck Ryan Kelly, Will Freed, specifically that right side of the line. I got a lot of love for Donovan Jackson. I thought he was the best guard in the draft last year, even over Tyler Booker. And he's just been banged up this year for Minnesota. But I think that they should be able to get pressure inside immediately on J.J. McCarthy, which hopefully we get our first pick six from Deron Bland this year. I'm putting in the call.
No, when you were sick for the Commanders game, he was able to.
He did. He
Mariota.
Did. I'm putting in the call. I think we get the Deron Bland bounce back after what happened with Detroit. He gets himself on the board with the pick six back at home, AT&T Stadium. I'm with you on the 31. I'll go 31-17. I don't think J.J. McCarthy's going to be able to move the football that well.
J.J. McCarthy is the biggest reason why the Cowboys win this football game. I think one of the things, though, too, is the Cowboys' red zone offense, like being able to score touchdowns. The Vikings' red zone defense has been, I think it's third in the league this year at preventing touchdowns. Mm. Like, they're serious there. So that's going to be...
That's a problem for the Cowboys.
Yeah, no question. I think you'll probably see plenty of Brandon Aubrey out there, but I just don't... I don't see J.J. McCarthy being able to do it. Like, the Commanders' defense is really, really disgusting.
Yes.
And that's why he was able to have some success there. But
yeah.
I would expect the Cowboys' defense will do... just enough versus him to make him look like his usual self, which is one of the more incompetent quarterbacks in the league. And field goals, I think, are probably going to be good enough to win this game.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I saw J.J. McCarthy play week one where he had his best quarter of the year. I was like, holy crap, J.J. McCarthy looks to be like a good, promising player. And since then, he's looked like one of the worst quarterbacks in the history of the league. We got a thermostat situation on our hands, boys. I figured it out over the last couple of days. If you turn it on heat, even if you set it to 68 degrees, it's going to fly past 68. Okay. So we can either choose to let it dip just as cold as it wants to be, or turn the heat on and have it turn into a damn inferno in here.
I can't go inferno. I had this whole disaster with my wife the other night. Like, I fell asleep early before the morning show deal,
and she had the heat on, and I woke up in the middle of the night in a sweat.
Oh, like, no.
This is ridiculous, okay?
That's why you had to shower.
Just because the December, yeah, that was part of the reason why I had to shower. I thought, I was like,
what? He said he showered before coming in. Something's not right here. That explains it, sir.
I can't do the heat thing, so I'd rather just totally...
Yeah, we're not going to go super hot in here. I'm the same way. I mean, I like it a little bit warmer than you, but this is getting to be uncomfortable here. We got to get this thermostat situation figured out. Yesterday, TJ Watt had successful surgery to stabilize and repair a partially collapsed lung suffered after a dry needling treatment session at the facility. This is JJ Watt, by the way, reporting on his brother because the team doesn't want to say anything that can get him sued. So Mike Tomlin's like, I'm not a medical expert. And TJ's like in the hospital. So JJ Watt comes out with the story. Recovery timelines, TBD, but all went well. He's being released from the hospital today. And he and his family are very appreciative, yada, yada, yada. Anyway, he's expected to play again this season, but not sure exactly when that could be happening. Okay, we have Stephen Jones coming up at 3 o'clock. We have Nick Harris at 3:40. Of course, what you drinking, what you thinking coming up at 5 o'clock. If you're already day drinking, congrats to you. Getting the holidays started properly, getting the weekend started properly, just go ahead and set yourself a reminder because we want to hear you completely hammered and ranting about sports coming up at 5 o'clock. All right, the champs on the other side, then Woolchuck's top 10 at 220. Buddy, where are you taking us?
All right, in honor of the new Knives Out movie that's releasing today, what are the top 10 murder mystery films of all time? And Diggs is talking. That's next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The Nation.
All right, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Football Friday, Stephen Jones coming up here at the top of the hour. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. Franklin Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Top 10 here in just a minute. Let's go into the Pimp Cup where Lucius has the chump.
Chewy chump. The chump, chewy chump. All right. All right, yeah, Woolchuck, I believe you are a G-Bag of the Day champion so far. This would be, what, day four for you? Going for five, some? I don't know, man.
Three looking for four.
Wow, I think it's down.
Or we can go four for five. Let's just go ahead and get this thing out of here.
Pack it up!
Yep.
Pack it up! All right, yeah, Woolchuck walked off the other night and came back kind of goofy.
Buffalo's got some sex appeal, don't they?
No, they miss tackles at the highest rate in football.
You're telling me Drake may possible MVP? Him. That guy's not sexy to you?
No, he's
sexy to you.
He's got it going.
You don't think Pat Sertan is sexy?
What got into you, old
I don't know. I just had a little. I like it. I just took some more espresso.
The espresso.
That would make sense.
Machine is doing it for me, guys. I am
playoff football. You know, it just brings it out of my guy.
And the Eagles are about to get their bums licked or kicked tonight.
Wow.
You called it, too, man. I mean, you nailed the bold prediction.
Lucius is right. They probably perked up, got pretty excited when that happened.
Yeah, bring that camaraderie together.
The camaraderie. Hey,
we're getting a bums lick tonight. You heard that? This is what we need to bring the team back together, man.
Made for movie event right there.
Oh, goodness.
It's time for Woolchuck's Top 10 to 220. Here's Zach with an H.
All right, thank you very much. We do have the new Knives Out that has been released today. I don't know if you guys were big fans of the first two. And it's on Netflix.
Never heard of it.
Okay.
Knives Out?
Highly recommend, yes. All three should be on Netflix, and this is one you don't have to go to the theaters to watch. It is in theaters, but you can watch it at home on Netflix. It's the third installment. Each one's different, so you could watch the third one, and it'll be fine. I think Daniel Craig's the only returning cast member. But the first Knives Out came out a few years back, and it is – I mean, I think it's fantastic. It's one of those murder mysteries, and Daniel Craig's character, he's a detective. They call him in. He's like got this southern drawl, and he's got to figure out the whodunit in this family. And it's comedy gold. It definitely suspenseful, entertaining throughout. I wasn't really expecting the ending in either of them, so I'm excited for the third one. I hope it continues to be successful and good. But 877-881-1053, what is your favorite murder mystery of all time? But I was just asking Lucius this. The they've re-released the Deion Sanders Air Diamond Turf in the Cowboys colors. It's on Nike.com right now. Man, these shoes are sick. Lucius said he had him in eighth grade, and I'm ninth,
one of those grades.
I'm envious,
man.
Dude.
Done like, a lot since then,
bro. You played. Those are your cleats?
No. I'm talking about just everyday walkers.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
I might have to go ahead and just purchase these.
How much are they?
They're $155.
All right, that's like
for shoes.
Feasible.
Like, shoes are expensive.
It was like $135 back then.
Yeah, so $155,
$145.
Inflation now. Yeah. That's a deal. I might just treat myself for Hanukkah here. Snag these bad boys. I wasn't sure if I could pull them off, though.
They'll look fly with your Levi's.
Should I?
It's pretty interesting how shoes just look great with the boot cuts, bro. Those do look pretty sweet.
But they're nice, man.
But shoes in 1989, like the top ones were $110, right? And now you're not looking at that much. Like shoes have been fairly inflation resistant.
Yeah, like
I guess they just found cheaper ways to make them.
Man, Air Force Ones used to be like $55 to $60. Now they're $120, $140.
Okay, so
like those crazy
are...
number for Air Force One. I think it's demand thing. You know, like oh, they think those are cool. Bet, let's run it up.
Yeah, yeah. The FOMO will get people. You know, you got to have the hot shoe.
And those darn aftermarket guys.
Yeah, those
are the worst.
Those Panda Dunks were super expensive. Now you can get them for $55.
Everyone had them. Yeah. You know, now it's like, okay, you got the Panda Dunks, cool.
At the Berlin Co-Factory. The Co-Factory and the Target. Yeah.
They're all over the place. Everyone's got them now. 877-881-1053. I heard the new Deion shoes only have room for 9 toes, said the 903. That's a good joke. That's a good one right there. 571, Zach is a freak. I see you, playa. It's just a Freudian slip, all right? And that espresso, boys. Woo-hoo! You checked it out yet, Gavin? You got
still doing Americanos,
there?
Man.
Man, you got
to What do you
there.
Think about this little bubbly deal
it's
we
just
got
easy.
Does this have caffeine in it?
Yeah.
Those are the ones Joe.
It's outstanding.
Joe, yeah.
The bubbler.
Stocks over there.
Antioxidant sparkling water boosts energy and restores balance.
Okay.
You know,
always love a good bubbler.
Natural caffeine.
Yeah, I feel good. It hitting me pretty good.
I don't know if I'm going to go full woolchuck on you quite yet.
I mean, I think I might bring a couple of shots here. And speaking of shots, 817, Jim Beam's starting to flow early on this Friday. Let's hope I make it to what you're drinking and what you think.
Is that Rodeo Ron?
Woo! I think it is. And that's coming up at 5 p.m. As always, Van slip-on shoes used to be $40, now they're $75 to $80.
That can't be Ron, because that's just a run-of-the-mill Friday for Ron. Like he wouldn't
Jim Beam.
He wouldn't be texting like he's a Jim Beam for breakfast.
News
he was
flash.
Talking about how he pours it into his cornflakes every morning. Like he's not a milk guy. He's a Jim Beam and a cereal guy.
Yeah, and there's no, you know what? I think that the cereal milk is the top milk.
Like to
it's the best milk. Cereal milk.
It's like, flavored. It's sugar.
After you've eaten it all, now you have like you chug the rest.
Yep.
I used to love when they had the straws in the bowls.
Oh, you use those.
I mean, you know what we do back in the
didn't
day?
We all
before the sugar cereal revolution, you would have like Cheerios or Rice Krispies, mm-hmm. and then you'd throw a couple of tablespoons of sugar on top of it,
yeah,
and it would become a sludge at the bottom.
Yes,
and that was incredible milk.
We used to do that with the Rice Krispie cereal.
Yeah, you got to put the sugar on.
You had to put the sugar on it. Yeah, and it would all cake up at the bottom. It was incredible.
Oh, that's the way right there.
That's how you start your day as like a fifth grader. Man. It's just ridiculous.
Woo! I'm all jacked up on Mountain Dew. 469 Knives Out, great murder mystery in the true sense. You can actually figure it out with the clues from the movie, unlike most of the new ones. Let's get to it. Your top 10 murder mystery films of all time.
I did finish the show Eric recommended, The Beast and Me.
Ooh, started the first episode last night.
And the whole time, I'm not going to give anything away then. I was wondering how much of a mystery was going to be at the end.
Okay, did it live up? Like, did you
yes,
see it coming?
Yes, it was outstanding.
Okay, good. But at the end, did you see it coming? Were you able to know?
I did not see it coming.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Because episode one, I thought it was strong.
It got you hooked?
Good.
Okay, good.
Well, I had to like convince Maya to watch it. I'm like,
does she not trust my judgment?
She doesn't trust anybody's judgment. Are you kidding me? She thinks she knows better than everyone.
By the way,
that's just being a woman.
We've gotten a litany of texts about milk.
Oh.
Breast milk seems to be the favorite.
Really? I've tried it.
Isn't it all breast milk of one kind or another?
I guess you're right. Could be from a cow.
Well, saucer milk.
I would never try human breast milk, though. That would just creep me out.
Well, the nut milk's not from a breast. It's from a nut.
Well, yeah, that's like alternative milk.
Yeah, like how are they really making that?
They're just smashing nuts into water and blending it
up. Now we're milking it. We're calling it milk, but it really is just nut water.
It really is just nut water.
Yeah. It's not even real milk. Gavin nailed it with the Krispies and the sugar. Burlington, I'm not going to read that. Wheaties and maple syrup in milk was the best. Never put maple syrup in my Wheaties. Here's your top 10. Lucius, did you have a murder mystery movie that you love?
You know what? I was just looking through the movies, the best murder mysteries. I'm like, I'm not feeling these, but can I count The Usual Suspects as a mystery movie?
I think you it's a murder.
It's definitely murders.
Yes, but
it's a great movie, man.
At the end of it, I think that it qualifies. I would say that it does. 10 here is L.A. Confidential. It's Kevin Spacey, Russell Crowe. That comes in at number 10, based in the 1950s in L.A. And L.A. Confidential, I haven't seen in a long time, but I do remember thinking it was really good. An underrated movie at number 9 here. Did you guys ever see Prisoners with Hugh Jackman and Jake Gyllenhaal?
Yes, and the guy
whose daughter's missing.
Yes, bro.
Paul Dano
is
in it, and he's like...
He is built for that role.
Oh,
he seems like a total psycho.
That's why he was perfect for the Riddler in Batman.
Yes.
I mean, that movie... And
that was really good.
Hugh Jackman is like all of us, I feel like, as a girl dad. You know, like we would all react the same way.
Except he's actually capable of wreaking that havoc.
Yes.
You know, like we all desire to be the badass dad saving the day, and like he knows deep down, like I am.
Yeah.
Like, that is who I am.
I can do this. I can actually go and kick somebody's ass.
You literally can't kill me. I'm Wolverine.
Right. I'm just going to come back with vengeance.
I think I need a firearm. A collection of firearms.
Collection. Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably some buddies.
And you know what? It's kind of like liquid courage for you at that point. Realistically, I think that, we would be able, with all of the anger and fuel, that would just be able to get us through this. But just knowing that you've got that in your back pocket might just give you the confidence that you need to put you over the hump there.
I think the only thing that would stop me now that I got two kids is I wouldn't want to crash out and not be there for the other kid. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
That's the only thing that would balance me out maybe a little bit.
Yeah, that's fair. Eight is Rear Window from 1954. This is one of Brian's favorites. Shout out to him. Happy birthday. It's a classic Alfred Hitchcock film about a photographer who believes he has witnessed a murder in his neighbor's apartment, an oldie but a goodie, starring James Stewart and Grace Kelly. Can't say I saw it, but Brian speaks very highly of it in 1954. He was there for the opening. Seven is Memento. Memento is an outstanding movie.
Guy Pearce.
Oh, yes. Carrie Ann Moss. I think it was Christopher Nolan, one of his first movies. But that, like, he's writing stuff all over the place to try and jog his memory.
Yes.
He's got the short-term memory loss, and he's trying to solve his wife's murder. Oh, my gosh, it's fantastic.
Like, that's where I thought the Beast in me might take a turn. Like, is she, like, just confused about what's going on because of her depression and her drinking and everything?
Right.
That's where I thought that might come in. I forgot about Memento. That's a hell of a movie.
So good. Oh, and getting texted in here, not on this top 10 list, but Shutter Island.
Yeah.
That was one
of
those.
That one just pissed me off at the end, though, because they really gave you no breadcrumbs. Like, there was no way you could have figured that out.
I'm thinking to myself, wait a second. Well, like, I left that movie, yes, you're right, angered, but also just confused. Now you're kind of, it's left up to you. Like, is everybody in on it on that island, and he's not crazy, or yes, he is crazy, and we've just been watching this entire thing the whole time with him losing his mind. That is absolutely a what the hell just happened. Six is Knives Out from 2019. Modern take on an old classic, detective investigating a death of a wealthy writer during a family gathering. Daniel Craig, Chris Evans, Anna de Armas, Jamie Lee Curtis, outstanding. And the third one has come out today, which is why we're doing this list. Five, Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Oh, I don't know.
That is a messed up movie.
I don't think I ever saw that.
It's based on the popular murder mystery novel. Daniel Craig also in that. So is Rooney Mara. That's a fantastic film if you haven't seen it. It's kind of eerie. Definitely suspenseful. Four is Gone Girl.
Oh, yeah.
That's one of your favorites.
That was an awesome movie,
Rosamund Pike and Ben Affleck.
Yes.
I think
she was nuts in that movie.
That might have been the movie that Ben Affleck was filming, where we have the gif of him standing outside with the cigarette, just like pondering life and exhausted. I think it was from Gone Girl. Three is Zodiac from 2007. Based on the best-selling true crime novel, follows the investigation of detectives trying to identify the Zodiac Killer, starring Jake Gyllenhaal and Robert Downey Jr. If you haven't seen Zodiac, it's a must-see. That movie's awesome.
Bobby just texted us saying that if the movie Vertigo is not on this list, then it's
I've never seen Vertigo.
It's a bunch of horse hockey.
Never seen Vertigo.
I think
Vertigo.
That's another Hitchcock film.
Oh, is it?
I believe so.
Man, L.A. Confidential is the best screenplay of the 90s, says our dear Bobby Belt. Disturbia is good. Okay, so Vertigo is better than Rear Window, and it's a more modern remake of Disturbia. I'd be interested. I mean, Vertigo, I've never seen this, but it sounds like something I would absolutely love.
What about Seven?
Seven's number one.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, Seven's number one. Two is Silence of the Lambs, psycho horror film.
Silence of the Lambs was fantastic, but there was a better one that came later in the series. I forget what that one was called, but I thought Silence of the Lambs wasn't the best of the chain or the franchise, whatever you might call it.
Hannibal,
maybe? Yeah.
But
is that the one with the pigs or the dogs?
Maybe. I stopped at Silence of the Lambs because it kind of freaked me out, but I think Hannibal was a sequel to it.
Silence of the Lambs is incredible as well.
But it is really,
Hannibal
really
Rising,
good.
Maybe? Hannibal?
Oh, my gosh.
I'm not sure. Anthony Hopkins is fantastic, though.
Oh, he is so good. I mean, he bone-chilling creepy. And Jodie Foster, something about her just kind of annoys me. But Seven comes in at number one with Morgan Freeman, Brad Pitt. What's in the box? What's in the box? Seven is an all-time classic. If you haven't seen it, you got to see it. But yep. Vertigo, we can make it 1A, Bobby, just so the list is not null and void. I got to put it on my must-see watch. I don't know where. We got to figure out where to stream Vertigo, Bobby. Let us know.
Appreciate that top 10. Once again, we'll check every day 220 here on the Fan. Okay, 3 o'clock, Stephen Jones is going to join us. We'll be into all the Cowboys topics of the day with Steve, see what's cooking as they get set to host the Vikings in Sunday Night Football. Chief, what are we doing next?
877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories? Biggest L, biggest up next right here in the name.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Thank you, Lucius. Coming up at 3 o'clock, it'll be time for our conversation with Stephen Jones. Here's the Chief.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. 877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories? Here is British Ian. Our buddy Tim in Carthage, 903, biggest L, no Haynes King and Heisman conversations.
Yeah.
He was riding that all season long.
He was.
Loved him some Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets and was it the Texas
Longview
Hainsaw Massacre?
Yeah, Texas Hainsaw Massacre. Yep, absolutely. I think he was 5 through 10. They released that yesterday, the Heisman votes. And I think that he did finish in the top 10 of the voting, but obviously not invited to New York City.
Just got an L there at the break. DJ, the DJ, came in and explained our thermostat situation. Apparently on install, some wires were crossed, and the thermostat in the room, you set it, but it's not drawing the temperature from this room. It's going off of completely different information, and we don't know which thermostat it's reading to make the adjustments. So I'm just going to keep bringing my hat, and I think I need to get some Dan Marino isotoners here going on, but we'll soldier through. We'll soldier through. I got a dub coming up tonight. Abby's playing her first high school soccer game for Sunnyvale. So looking forward to that.
Wow. That is exciting. And you get some like good weather.
Yeah, it's nice out there today.
Probably thought it was going to be a heck of a lot colder for that first one, man. The soccer players were always frustrated about that in high school. Their season, it was cold.
It gets cold and windy. Yeah.
Not fun.
The beginning of the track and field season is crazy as well for that. Sitting out there in those bleachers as it's 48 degrees whipping across at 20 miles an hour. Can send quite a chill through you.
Super beating. Tim in Carthage also says the biggest dub is Philadelphia bottoming out and putting the Cowboys back in the game here. Also pulling for Carthage to beat Brock next week. Going for number 11, he says. Carthage is, they're a powerhouse.
They are.
That's
Carthage
cool.
Bulldogs.
I need a new Carthage football trucker hat. Mine wore out on me.
Yeah, you were wearing the hell out of that thing.
Good looking hat.
214 Woody, biggest dub of the week. Today is my 2-year mark. No opiates, no benzos.
Shout out to you, Woody. We love you, bro.
Go. How about that? What a two-year heater he's been on.
Massive
congratulations to Woody. We love you very much. And he also just wants to thank us for helping him get through this. These weekly check-ins have been something that holds him a little bit accountable here.
You know what would keep me accountable out of that game is the damn fentanyl they're putting in these pills. You don't know. You think you're getting an oxycodone or something. Next thing you know, it's got some fen-fen in there. You're checking out. Like, that's a game ender.
Seriously, dude. What a roulette.
Yeah, it'll start playing real quick.
Ooh, no kidding. He's also going to be in Norman for Bama and the Sooners.
Oh, nice. Friday night. Next week. Link up with Carter Freeman.
Carter Freeman's going to be there. Carter said he was wanting to buy all Tolos a beer. So I don't know if Woody, off the opiates and benzos, if he's maybe still hanging out with the coldies or not.
He's flipping you the bird right now.
Yeah, he's ready.
He's so really ticked off that you even suggested such a thing.
Holler at Carter Freeman. Fan University just wants to pay you back for being fantastic, consistent Tolos each and every Saturday, soaking in the best college football program in the Metroplex.
Still surprised Carter decided to start talking on the radio.
Yeah. Yeah, we finally got him out of his comfort zone.
I told him he'd be pretty good at it. He just needed to try.
You've always said that.
Yeah.
And you're a hell of a recruiter and eye for talent when it comes. And you're like, damn, Carter should really be on the radio. I don't know why in the world he's taken so long to finally get the courage to speak up.
Yeah. He did it. You know, sometimes you got to break through, have a confidence shift, and boom, there he goes. He's off and running. I think they should syndicate that damn show. It's amazing.
They should.
It is a good show.
They need to make that national. Getting big time guests. Are you kidding me? By the way, shout out to Joey McGuire. That's a big dub for the G-Bag Nation.
My gosh,
having him
Joey
on,
I was so good yesterday.
That was like the biggest L for me, not getting to be on the show yesterday.
Loser.
Like, man, I wanted to chat with him.
Hey, but you got to talk to Tommy Arish.
That's true. That is a silver lining to the entire situation. Alan in the 214 wants to show love to his son Landon, who goes to school in Frisco, straight A student. Boy genius, and today's his 11th birthday. So happy birthday to Landon. Big dub there for the straight A's. See how long keep that running.
The only thing that could trip him up now is discovering the girls here in a couple of years. You never know how that's going to go.
For sure. And, I mean, for me, like elementary school, I was cranking out A's, dude. I mean, believe it or not.
In elementary?
But once you, I mean, he's 11 years old. I think Lando's still probably maybe he's in sixth grade, but by sixth grade, all of a sudden you start getting the algebra stuff going, and then everything starts to tank. You just start being happy with C's.
It's over. Yeah. Really, it was fractions.
That was a total.
That did it for me.
That was a shot in the face.
It was traumatizing. Sixth grade math?
Yeah.
Everything was on easy mode up until that point.
Agreed.
Just please stop.
And then I went remedial after that. Like, I came out of the gates hot doing, like, the advanced stuff in sixth grade. And then
long
it was
division.
Like a few weeks in, I was like, no, let me take this down two notches. Let me get to that. Yeah. Let me get to that.
That's
math
where you
models.
End up in the special ed for your tax classes. And they're giving you three options on multiple choice instead of four. Still didn't get good grades.
I don't think I would have graduated high school, but there was like this program where you could take college math classes in the summer. And the intent was for you to be able to like transfer credits into like community college. Well, this like summer professor that I had was just so easy that he just kind of let me pass, even though I didn't know what the hell I was doing. And that like wiped out all of my high school requirements. I couldn't believe how lucky I was.
That is all time, bro.
And then I chose college based on you don't have to have math as your prerequisites. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's a smart man.
I was doing the same thing. All right. There's no question who the biggest L of the week is, right? Can we say it together as a class on three? One, two, three.
Shannon Sharp.
Oh, Sharon Moore.
Yeah. Shannon, why is Shannon taking an L?
Well, his take was horrible.
Oh, the Shador take.
Until you find out that four of the five Browns linemen are going to be out, and then Brian's going to say, hey, Shador, he probably shouldn't play. Maybe you should tell them to play Dylan Gabriel. I'm out.
Well, Sharon Moore.
Yeah, Sharon Moore is the biggest deal of the week.
He actually was putting out some tea leaves in the very beginning of all this. Did you guys hear the clips from his intro presser? When he was being announced as the head coach of the Michigan Wolverines, he was kind of letting us in on what the plan was going to be. Take it away, Sharon.
Put it in. Enthusiasm unknown to mankind. And I promise you, we will smash. Thank you very much.
We will smash.
Dude, he was trying to kind of just hide in plain sight there a little bit. And it backfired in a big way, and the details are now starting to come out more and more and more. Apparently, it was he goes through it was the, like the house that he went into was the girl's house.
Yes, that was confirmed, and I guess he was threatening suicide with a collection of butter knives and scissors.
That's right.
Might want to go with a little heavier duty, but he was in a state of panic.
So I guess she was the whistleblower on all of this. Because I was feeling bad for her. Like, dang, it sucks that she's getting blasted out here, too. Like, her name, image, and likeness, all of that. But
poor choice of words.
My apologies on the word choice. But she was the one.
She's no victim here. I mean, she's with a married man.
Agreed.
Like, if you're going to break up with the dude, just break up with the dude and go away. But she broke up with the dude and goes to the university and confirms all of their suspicions about him. Just a bad deal all around.
Not great. Bad week for Michigan. Absolutely, just as messy of a situation as you could imagine. And
is she really pregnant?
Well, she certainly wouldn't be any more if the rumors are true about the planned Bizzle.
Yeah, there was. Yeah, I think that was happening.
The forced schmishmorshman.
Yeah.
So
his bond's been set at $25K, and he's been ordered to wear a GPS tracking device to make sure he doesn't leave.
Okay.
So we'll see. Yeah, this is the whole thing. Every day we're getting more. Every hour we're getting more.
He needed that weekend warning on LA Live Tuesday night.
He did, man. He's going to need that maybe every day for the rest of time. 469, Tolo, Matt, and Alvarado, biggest dub of the week, bought a $10 scratch ticket, won $5,000.
Cha-ching!
Christmas come early. For Matt and Alvarado, congratulations, bro. 903, big dub to the kiddos. Maggie turns one today. Eldest Jenny turns 5 on Monday. Happy birthday, Mags and Jaybird. That's from Tolo Reginald.
Oh, Reginald.
Just a birthday extravaganza this week in the 903. That's fantastic. I feel like I took a pretty good L at the Sandlot charity event on Sunday.
Because I
got into the bullpen and started trying to get the MPH going, see what the velocity looks like.
This all goes back to your low T levels.
Yeah, 58? I know. This has been like a real...
You've been trying so hard to get these numbers. I'm telling you, bro. I told you what to do.
What are we looking at here? What was your MPH?
Got one cream.
The MPH was after, like, my best one, okay, was 50 miles an hour.
Holy cow. That's heat.
That's not heat. The guy in front of me was ripping 72s, 73s. I'm like, in my mind, like the number in my mind, I was like, let me get 65.
Okay, did you see what Brian Sykes' son did?
No.
Yeah. I'm glad you didn't.
82?
I'm not going to throw the number out there. I don't want to embarrass Eric.
Throw the number, dude. I'm embarrassed enough. My wife was doing like 44, and I come out there cranking 48s, 49s, and
50s.
He was
throwing high heat. He was in the 85 range.
What? How old is that kid?
I think 11. Am I ball sacking you? 100% I am.
Dude, in 12-year-old baseball, there was a kid who threw in the mid-60s, and from that distance, it was a blur. It was terrifying.
Yeah, at 11, if you're throwing that hard, you're going to be excited.
50, though, was like a real, like this whole, these last few weeks, the men's tea clinic update, then throwing the 50 miles per hour. I was like, man, I was checking the gun. I was like, this guy's screwing
with
me
right
now. This has to be wrong. It was so bad, dude. So the athleticism has completely left my body, as have the T levels.
Joseph Hoyt just checked in. He said, how the hell did you throw that slow?
I don't know. Again, I kind of want a redemption, but at the same time, I don't. I only threw it 3 times because my shoulder was just on fire.
The entire beat's listening because we're getting ready for Steven. Tommy Arish texted in as well. Everyone's trolling you right now.
I didn't warm up. You know, I mean, at least I'm being vulnerable right now and being honest. But throwing 50. So it's bad news for your boy.
We got 1 hour down, 4 to go. This is your final day to help us restock the shelves of the North Texas Food Bank. Go to 105thefan.com/donate. And Steven Jones joins you next here in the nation.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Free. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La 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 la, Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.